The Pinellas County School Board today took the first step toward a small tax increase to improve its budget shortfall. Some members reluctantly supported the tax, but they blamed the state legislature for creating the situation.
The legislature and governor did not do their job. We have a chance to do ours.
Like the other six members of the Pinellas School Board, Linda Lerner approved an intent to levy a 0.25 mil increase in property tax to help patch a major hole in the district's budget.
But if the average price is about $100,000 or $150,000, about the average price of an average home, it would work out with the homestead exemption a little bit more than $2 a month for a taxpayer. If we don't do it, it will cause layoffs and further reductions for our teachers who already are going to be making less.
School board member Carol Cook questions whether members of the Florida legislature violated their oaths of office by not upholding the state's constitution, which she quoted.
The education of children is a fundamental value of the people of the state of Florida. It is therefore a paramount duty of the state to make adequate provisions within its borders. Adequate provisions shall be made by law for a uniform, efficient, safe, secure, and high-quality system of public education. I believe our legislators have chosen not to honor and do their job in supporting the Constitution of the state of Florida. For the first time, funding has changed, where locally we are raising 60% of the money and the state is offering 40%.
During the recent session, the legislature gave local school boards the authority to levy an additional quarter mil this year and next. But to keep the additional tax past the 2010-2011 school year, voters would have to approve it on a referendum. The increase needed a supermajority to pass, and all seven board members supported it, at least at this stage. School Board Chair Peggy O'Shea predicts that after federal stimulus money runs out in 2 years, Florida school districts will be in even worse shape.
And as our budget folks say, we're going to fall off a cliff, and they're right. If this passes today, this means it can go ahead into the budget for advertising purposes to show the maximum possible amount we can levy for the coming year. And that's, to me, that's the important piece here, that is the maximum. It doesn't mean we will do that. That decision will come between now and September. But I have real concerns about the impact of this. It's not just $2 a month, as people are saying, because besides this quarter mil, there's the increase in the required local effort which the state has put upon us.
The tax would raise an additional $14 million to help close an $18 million budget gap. That's after the district has already found nearly $40 million in cuts, according to Superintendent Julie Jansen.
We started with the initial number of revenue shortage, or less revenue, was between $85 million to over $100 million. Then with the stimulus dollars and the ability to shift some additional money from capital to operating, that brought us to the current $57 million shortfall. To date, we have reduced our budget expenditures projection by about $39.5 million. So it still leaves us, even with all of the cuts that we've made, about an $18 million short of balancing the budget.
If the tax increase passes, Pinellas won't receive all of the funds because of an equalization or compression component added by the legislature. It will require the county to share some of the funds with other parts of the state. The Pinellas School District expects to make up some of its budget shortfall by requiring workers to take unpaid leaves or furloughs. Douglas Forth, Assistant Superintendent for Budget and Resource Allocation, hopes that if the quarter mil increase passes, teachers who would have had to take 6 unpaid days will only need 2.
What we're looking at now is keeping the people but reducing their pay by cutting the days of pay for each individual, up to and including the administrators, myself, for example. And so the quarter mil will generate $16.3 million in taxes. And because of the way the equalization formula works, we'll keep about $14 million of that. And the $14 million will reduce the number of days without pay by 2/3 to 3/4, depending on the individual.
Kim Black, president of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association, applauded when the school board agreed to move forward to consider the quarter mil increase. Black says the PCTA is very pleased, especially that it was a 7-0 vote.
In these times, when their proposal has been a 6 to 10 day furlough, we know that the employees just could not survive that. So we're looking forward to working with the district to continue to find ways to find other areas to cut the budget and have the most minimal impact to the taxpayer.
But Black does not think that furloughs will be necessary.
Actually, we believe that the shortfall would be less. We are going to continue to work to find ways to get the furlough issue off the table for all employees.
Assistant Superintendent Douglas Forth says that even if this tax passes, property taxes will still go down for Pinellas residents.
This is at a time when the tax roll has gone down substantially in Pinellas County, and that our figures from the assessor's office indicates that no matter what happens, the property taxes will go down across the county, even with this approval.
The first public hearing on the potential millage increase will be at the school board meeting on July 28th. The final public hearing and vote will be on September 15th. You can find links to more information on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Largo for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.